The Sunshine Coast Film Society is preparing to present the next feature in its 2022-2023 lineup. The documentary Hallelujah. Leonard Cohen, A Journey, A Song. The movie will be screened on January 23rd, at the Heritage Playhouse in Gibson's, and on January 28th, at the Raven's Cry Theatre in Sechelt. Directed by Daniel Geller and Dana Goldfein, the documentary offers a defining exploration of singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen, as seen through the prism of his renowned hymn, Hallelujah. The movie includes the dramatic journey of the hymn from record label reject to chart-topping hit, and moving testimonies from major recording artists for whom Hallelujah has become a personal touchstone. Tickets are $10, and Film Society membership is required for admittance. Visit scfs.ca for details. Youth Music Grant invites applications. Sunshine Coast Community Services and the Coast Cultural Alliance have announced that applications are now being accepted for this year's Daniel Kingsbury Music for Youth Endowment Grant. The grant honors the memory of Kingsbury, who was a grade 12 student at Shadaloo Secondary School when he initiated the Waking Life Records project that became the Music for Youth Endowment. Daniel brought his friends together to produce a double album of original music to raise money from sales and performances. After Daniel's passing, the fund was renamed the Daniel Kingsbury Music for Youth Endowment. Applicants may request funding assistance for opportunities such as music lessons, musical instruments, software, or electronic production. The grant is open to Sunshine Coast youth aged 13 to 19 who are looking for financial assistance. Several grants up to and including $500 are available this year. More information and application details are available online at coastculture.com. The deadline for applications is 4 p.m. on February 17. Donations to the endowment are also welcome and can be made by contacting the Sunshine Coast Foundation, sunshinecoastfoundation.org. Books to make you bubble over. The Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society plans to highlight an extensive slate of local authors who will read at the Persephone Book Club launch reading on Sunday, January 22. It takes place from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Persephone Brewing Company. The event features 6 Sunshine Coast writers. Rosa Reed is an author and poet currently working on her memoir set in Italy and B.C. Jenny Choban is the author of Capusta or Cabbage and More Capusta or Cabbage, in which she and her daughter April Ria, a trained chef, share family Ukrainian recipes and mother-daughter stories. Stephen Smith is the author of a science fiction series about a sentient AI being, from which he will be reading. Smith, who is also a member of the Sunshine Coast Search and Rescue, writes a popular weekly blog called Stephen Smith's Blog. Maggie Guzzi has been involved in the performing arts for over 40 years. Guzzi will read some of her own work and poetry from Dave Phillips' chapbook. Phillips is a retired poet, builder, and master gardener who is currently working on a tome about gardening and cookery. Short story writer and novelist Del Lobo will read her poetry and a creative nonfiction piece. Kathleen, Cindy, Labonte Smith, an author, editor, blogger, technical writer, educator, and member of the Writers' Union of Canada, will read from her latest book, Rescue Me, Behind the Scenes of Search and Rescue. Book sales, signings, and, presumably, pitchers of robust ale will follow the readings. Peanut butter jam for the food bank. Hearty congratulations to Roger Camp on his Peanut Butter Jam musical fundraiser for the local food bank. Held on January 14, the 11th annual Peanut Butter Jam raised $2,140, a 30% increase over the amount raised at Camp's last jam. Camp and friends run the Peanut Butter Jam twice a year to benefit the food bank operated by the Sunshine Coast Community Services Society.